Hello, little friend, and welcome to Mara and Jake Magic Minis, where we tell magical bit-sized stories. So relax and close your eyes and imagine. I want to tell you a story about Bella the Bunny, and how she learned that you don't need a perfect picture to tell a magical story. Bella loved telling stories. She would tell the other animals about magical trains, secret caves, and shining trees. But Bella didn't just use words, she tried to draw pictures of her stories too. She would draw in the dirt with a stick, or use berry juice on leaves. One sunny morning, Bella made a new picture. In her heart, she thought it showed a brave bunny, a magical train, and a cave filled with treasure. But soon, some mean animals came by. The grumpy badger looked at her drawing and said, "What's that supposed to be?" And the crow laughed and said, "It just looks like a bunch of squiggles." Bella felt sad. The picture didn't look like the one she saw in her mind. She walked away quietly. Her ears drooped, and her heart felt heavy. She went to the lake and sat down all by herself. That's where I found her. I sat down beside her and said, "Why are you so quiet today, Bella?" She told me that the mean animals laughed at her picture, and I said, "Oh, Bella, a good story doesn't need a perfect picture. What matters is your kind heart, your big imagination, and the courage to share your story. Your words bring the magic. That is what makes you special." Bella smiled a little. "I will keep telling my stories," she said. And I smiled too. "That's what makes you magical, Bella. So remember, my little friend, you don't need a perfect picture to share your story. You just need to share it with love. My name is Mr. Oliver, and I've been your magical storyteller tonight. Don't forget to subscribe to Mara and Jake's Magic Minis. You can find us wherever you get your podcast. We thank you for stopping by. Good night, dream sweet dreams, and never stop unlocking the magic.